Thank you for coming. I was contacted yesterday by a representative from the president's office and told that my contract would not be renewed at the end of this year. I previously told the president and said publicly that it was important for him to have the person he wanted in this job as men's athletics director. And if I wasn't the person, I shouldn't be here. It's obvious that I am not the person that he wants, and I will not be here. I was told I could continue in this position until a replacement was found and be reassigned for the remainder of my contract period. I rejected that option and have given the president my resignation and will leave the department on December 6th, immediately following the responsibilities I have in trying to place our team in a bowl game. My wife, Kate, and I remember coming to the university 10 years ago. Our oldest daughter, who will be looking at colleges next year, was 7 years old. Our youngest daughter, who is now a court kid for Dan Munson's team, was a newborn. My family has grown up around the people and the activities of this department, and I couldn't have been prouder of our association with this university. The vast majority of staff and student-athletes I have dealt with have been truly exemplary people of tremendous ability and solid values. It has been a genuine privilege to work with them and to try to perform the difficult Division I balancing act involving academic achievement, athletic excellence, and solid values integral to athletics. There have been good times and even great times over the course of the past 10 years. My family and I have taken our thrills from the achievements of our coaches and our student-athletes, all the revenue and non-revenue sports alike. Most recently, there's been the thrill of seeing Glenn Mason take our football team back to a top 20 program, something that many people told me could never be done when I first arrived here at the university. My only regret is that a bowl game will not be a thrill for my family, and I will not experience after these many years of frustration. Our program has become the top overall program in the Big Ten in terms of athletic performance and total sports points. Grade point averages across the program and graduation rates are better than they have ever been. Our facilities have improved dramatically, and most importantly, we have a staff of individuals, particularly our coaching staff, that are simply extraordinary. They are the very best in the Big Ten. In my brief time as athletic director, I've had the privilege to hire five of them. Phil Lundeen, who's brought us two consecutive outdoor track and field championships in the Big Ten and an indoor track and field championship and has been Big Ten Coach of the Year. Steve Placentia, who just won the Midwest Regional Championship in cross country and was named NCAA Midwest Regional Coach of the Year. Glenn Mason, who I hope will become a Big Ten and perhaps National Coach of the Year. And Don Lucia and Dan Munson, who in time I'm convinced will be the most successful coaches in the history of their sports here at the university. We also have had difficult, sad, and gut-wrenching times. The most difficult came this past year when the academic fraud allegations were brought against the men's basketball program. This was the most difficult time because the charges went against everything that I personally believe in, and they were unexpected. They were brought against the program because I disassociated from the basketball program a former employee of academic counseling who was providing the improper help to members of the basketball team. They came after I initiated a thorough review of the basketball academic counseling situation by university faculty and successfully made the counseling function return from basketball and men's athletics to academic counseling, where it should have been all along. I can honestly say that if, as the final investigative report says, Coach Haskins knew about what was going on, and if he lied to me repeatedly about that, I'll be more profoundly disappointed and disheartened than I have been when I've learned that others lied to me and while attempting to do their jobs and while I was attempting to do mine. Not surprisingly, I believe that the report this afternoon will show that I knew nothing of the academic fraud, and whenever I was put in a position of dealing with Coach Haskins, I actively managed him and his program despite his stature in the community and within this institution that attracted to him an informal authority and power that went well beyond my own formal authority. I'm proud without exception of the way I've managed this program. I am proud of the people I've been associated with and proud of the people I have brought into this department, and I will continue to be their biggest fans. The last 6 months have been very difficult on me and my family. There have been, for whatever reason, people who have been willing to lie about me and do it publicly as this decision has lingered. It has done damage beyond repair to the people I love the most. I deeply regret that and will never forget the false friendships, the mean-spiritedness of some. I will also never forget the steadfast support that I've seen from our coaching staff, administrative staff, and the employees of the department, and the tremendous community support that surrounds men's athletics. I hope over time the good memories will block out the bad ones. I also hope the serious problems these violations have caused will be quickly resolved so that all the good things done by the good people in men's athletics will not be so easily ignored. And with that, I'll take questions.